Just a moment, please. Okay, there. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Russell. Russell Martin.
Russell Marvin, yes.
Marvin, sorry.
That's okay.
All right. Yes, my friend, my name is Daniel. I'm calling you from Noonbook Writing. I guess you just signed up with us for a book writing service.
I'm thinking about it.
Okay, fantastic. We'll be glad to assist you. So what sort of a book are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about a book that would be along the lines of where you take Star Trek, Babylon 5, and the Left Behind series,
okay,
build them all into a book.
So certainly type as a fictional story.
Right.
Okay. No worries. We can help you create one book certainly like that. Do you have the story up in your mind, or you're still working on it? Have you written something down?
I'm still working on it.
Okay. Have you written down something on your papers, maybe a ball manuscript or maybe an outline? Or everything at the moment?
No, I rewrote several drafts so far, and none of them seem to be coming together right.
Mm-hmm.
The very first hook that I've come up with that I think would be a good one is where the guy is sitting at a desk.
Okay.
That his father died of lung cancer, and he thinks God has abandoned him.
Okay.
And then when he's trying to concentrate on doing a report,
mm-hmm,
a picture on the wall starts smoldering. He gets up to throw a glass of water on it, and then all of a sudden it changes into a image that he thinks is his father. He goes to look at it, and the individual starts pulling him into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And he's totally terrified as he breaks the plane of the picture. He feels the intense heat and sees several demonic-type figures coming at him. And he knows he has to either get out of there or die.
Makes sense. Makes complete sense.
And then he's released.
Mm-hmm.
And this figure has got a very deep, guttural laugh that sends chills down the character's spine. The image in the picture says that you're going to help me get all these inhabitants of these worlds to my side, and you don't even realize it.
Okay, this is a good story you have. So you made it up time? I mean, you're from your end, or did you read this somewhere, or maybe saw it in a movie or what? Just
no, I've made it up myself.
Made it up yourself. Fantastic. Fantastic. Sounds great so far, by the way, Russell. What motivates you to write such a book? I mean, why do you want to write such a book and publish it? Why not something else?
Because from what I'm an avid science fiction reader.
Okay.
And there is no book out there that I've found that deals with religion in a scientific realm.
Mm-hmm.
That can answer a lot of supposed questions in the Word of God.
Makes sense. Makes complete sense. Well, we would love to go and help you write this book, Russell. any idea how soon do you want to end this? I mean, do you have any sort of deadline in mind?
I'm thinking maybe within the next 6 months, maybe a year.
That's a very fair deadline. I mean, you can complete it much more earlier. And how long do you want this book to be? I mean, in terms of number of pages?
That depends on the book. I would say a good size novel.
Mm-hmm. Like, let's say 300 pages or maybe 200 pages.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm saying that will be around how much? Like a rough size novel, you're saying. So it should be around 200 pages, 250 pages, like an average novel. Is that what you're looking for, or do you think, no, you would need maybe more?
I would say more.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to ask, how much?
Okay, I would say maybe 300 to 500 pages.
That's fair enough. That's quite fair enough. Okay, that looks good. So far, what you're telling me in terms of your requirements, or so what you're telling me in terms of your idea, seems a great thing that we can go and work on. And as I said, we would love to go and assist you. Since you seem very new to the book writing industry, let me just guide you a bit more about how ghostwriters work, how we would produce a story, how you would work with us in a process, and then we'll talk on pricing.
Okay.
Sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Now, ghostwriting is a very simple and easy process. First of all, what we do is we go ahead and get you on board by completing the order fine and by signing an NDA. NDA stands for non-disclosure agreement. That puts you in the safest corner that we won't be disclosing their story to someone. It's completely your idea. It's completely secured for you, and we would have no rights to the book once it's published. So we would charge you a one-time fee that would cover for all our services. Now, once you would sign the NDA, you're on board with us, we would go ahead and get you connected with the best team within your genre who would actually interview you. They would ask you to repeat your story once again. They would question you, load out of the stories. They would give you questionnaires to fill out as well so that you can write something about the story just to we have a base plan in hand. And once you and the team syncs, they would go ahead and do the writing part for you. Before that, they would create an outline so that they can give you a book flow. And once you approve that, they would do the writing part for you. They would write the book for you chapter by chapter, edit it for you, proofread it for you, format it for you, complete the job. And once it's done, we'll go ahead and hand it over to you along with the book cover. So either you can take it to a local printer or maybe either you can publish it online.
Okay. I think you may have mentioned it, but I may not have heard it. How about the rights and royalties to the book?
I'm sorry?
The rights and the royalties to the book?
100% goes to you.
Okay.
We do not keep anything out of your royalties. We do not keep anything out of your shelves. 100% goes to you. We charge you a one-time fee for the services. Now, let's say, for example, you want us to ghostwrite the book, complete the book for you, so that's a charge. If you want us to create a book cover for you, that's an additional charge. If you want us to publish the book for you under your name, let's say on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, on Google Books, so that's a different service. And then if you need us to market the book for you later down the road, let's say by creating social media pages, by creating an author website for you, by creating a teaser for you, and then publish it on multiple platforms, so this would actually have everything in it. So if you go for that, that's a different service. So everything that you would need would have a price to it, but we do not share any royalties. 100% everything goes to you. You're the author of the book. It's your idea. So you're the owner of the complete story, of the complete book from top to bottom.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Now, do you have anyone working on the book cover for you? Do you have an idea what sort of cover you would need?
No. I've been throwing around some different ideas, but I haven't come up with anything.
No worries, that's fine. Looking at your story, looking at your idea, I can request my designers to come up with a few variations for you, right, of what sort of a cover would look good, and according to our marketing research, we'll go ahead and recommend you the best one, which would, of course, bring you better sales, better readers to the book. So we'll go ahead and give you certain ideas and suggestions, and when you choose to finalize one out of it, it will be given to your book. If you have an idea, you can throw that to us. We can bring your idea into life.
Okay.
So what sort of services you would like to start with? You would like to start with ghostwriting only, or do you prefer a complete bundle that includes writing, editing, proofreading, designing the cover, publishing part for you as well?
I would say just ghostwriting for now.
I would recommend the same. All right. I guess you're doing it the first time, so start small, take baby steps, see how things move forward, and you can always upgrade later down the road.
Yeah.
All right. Now, any questions for me so far in terms of the process, in terms of what we are talking? Am I making sense? Anything you want me to repeat? Go ahead.
No, I think you've explained everything very nice and very completely.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It seems like, you know, you're doing it the first time, but you're still getting connected in one go, you know? So sounds great.
Right.
I mean, you seem to be a professional too. So, by the way, what do you do for a living? I mean, just out of curiosity.
Well, I was a nurse's aide for 40-plus years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm disabled at this time.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
It's been how long you're disabled, or do you mind me asking?
No, it was a stress fracture in the lower spine due to osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
I still have pain for it, so it's keeping me out of the job market.
Of course. How old are you?
68.
You don't sound that. I thought you were maybe 40s, 45s, maybe. All right, that's good. So you're a survivor, and you've been surviving from the beginning, and now... So, I mean, why a book? I mean, you have been reading books a lot, or you have been thinking of writing books from years.
I've been thinking about writing books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As a science fiction book. And then when I started reading more science fiction,
mm-hmm.
and reading more into the Bible,
mm-hmm.
I thought, why not marry the two?
That's a good idea. That's a nice wife. You know, it gets you a good source of, and of course, becoming an author, it's all about your build up, your stories, what you're coming out from. And if you're writing one book, and I'll just recommend you one thing, that just don't stop writing. All right. If it does not go through, if it does not sell more, all right, don't stop writing, because this is the key to success. All right. One book that will hit the market, become a bestseller, and boom. All right, it gives you a boom. It gives you all the recognition that you need in the market. It gives you all that money, of course, in form of your sales, in form of your royalties. It's all about that one chance, all right? So just keep on trying, and, of course, you would come up with maybe the first book can be a great hit too, because your idea is quite unique. It's not something
mm-hmm.
that everyone does. And as you said yourself, that certain books or your story, what you're coming up, is not something that's available in every book out there.
Mm-hmm. And I know within science fiction, religion is a very touchy subject.
Yes, it is, indeed. Indeed, and that's why we have limited authors in the industry to that actually working within this genre. So you're correct. You're mm-hmm. actually correct.
Yeah.
All right, Russell. Seems like we can go ahead and give it a start with. Now, in terms of our costings, we have divided our services as per the quality of job that you're actually after. Let's say if you're looking for an elite writer, right, that will cost you much more, or you can say a little expensive, than if you go with a basic writer. Basic writer means a person or a team that is experienced a little bit within this genre. They're maybe experienced 5-7 years, all right, but elite writer means that they are bestsellers. They have worked within your genre at least for 20 years. They know how to write a book, and they would give you creative suggestions too. throughout the book, that how and what could be the turning points, what could be cliffhangers to the book, or what could be that part which could actually hook up the reader's eyes from the first page. So if you go with basic writers, for 500 pages, they would charge you about $1,500. That's a regular cost without the discounts that we have available over here. And if you go with the elite writers, as I said, it's a little expensive, but comes with excellent quality and excellent services. That's about $3,500 for 500 pages, roughly.
I'm going to have to sit and think on it, because right now my budget, I've only got Social Security to live on.
Makes sense. Makes complete sense. I can understand that. How much do
I need to,
are you looking to invest?
Huh? I need to be able to save up the money to be able to do this.
No worries.
I'm thinking about the $1,500.
No worries. No worries. As I said, these are the regular costs. All right, the discount is still there with you. You are a disabled author, so of course you would get more discount than the regular discounts that we offer over here. Now, I would create your application. In about a few minutes, I can let you know what will be the coupon I can allot to you. Normally, we charge 40%. We normally offer 40% discounts that we are running over here. Today is a good promotion. We're running 50% discounts for everyone out there. So it's possible I can look up something for you. I can get you something better or maybe a good deal. So this is without the discount. So I want to ask you, how much is your budget, just so that I can understand if you're meeting your requirements or not? Any idea, any number you can quote me maybe?
No, because right now all I get is $1,100 a month. And that's
much, of course.
That gets added up by a whole lot of rent.
I guess you would be a person that would be after monthly installments, right? I mean, payment plans
mm-hmm.
are much more better for you.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let me go ahead and get this. Actually, you already signed up with us. You have given out your information, and it does show me the coupon. Let me just add the disability pensioner coupons to it. If I add this up, it would give you a discount of 60% on any package you choose. So let's say if you're looking at the basic writers one, which is for $1,500, so with 60% discounts, it would drop down your payables to $620, 620. All right, now this is what will be the total cost for the project. Now, I cannot offer you a huge payment plan on this, but what we can do is we can give you a start with a 50% upfront and 50% you can pay after completion. That the book is ready, once everything is done, we can, you know, you can pay the remaining, we can take care of that.
I'm going to have to sit and think on this.
You want me to tell you the breakdowns?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do the breakdowns.
With 60% discount, it drops down your payables to 610. Let's put it 620, 615, so it's 620, and then your one-shot upfront will be $310, and $310 you would pay on completion. Now, this is with the promotional features we're running today. So if you're missing chance, it shoots back to the regular discounts, which is 40%, and of course, living on Social Security, I don't think you'll be able to, come up with that easily. It might be a challenge.
Yeah, and I can't come up with $310.
That's what I'm trying to ask you. How much is your budget, or how much is an ease that you can pay? I can speak with my manager and give it a try. Maybe we can work within your budget. Where you have given me 20 minutes, in 22 minutes you would come to know it's doable or not.
No, I think I'm going to sit and think on this some more.
Okay. So how soon do you think you will be ready?
I would say within the next week or two.
Whoa, okay. That would actually let the discounts let go and, of course, put you in a hassle. And, of course, you have a unique story, so I really want you to go ahead and come up online with us, you know, disclose your story. No worries. Let's see how far we go with it. I will try to reach back to you maybe within a week or so. If we have some good promotions running up, we'll go ahead and talk about it and take it from there.
Okay.
Let's say if I give you a payment plan for $150 each month, would that help you? Is that something you'll be willing to do, or would that put you in a hassle?
That would be a tight squeeze, but I think I probably could be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Like, let's say if your total payables are $600 and if I ask you to pay $150, so it's like you would pay that for 4 months. And then 4 months is a very sufficient time to complete this book. Normally it takes the same amount of time, 100, 120 days.
I'm going to have to sit and think on this more.
Okay, not an issue. Sounds fantastic. Also, I do have your email address. I'll forward you an email, and let's see how far we go with it.
Okay.
Thank you for your time, sir. Anything else you want me to help you with?
No, not unless you've got $5 million running around.
For sure.
The main thing is I was looking for was a giggle, because we all need a giggle.
So I guess I gave you enough and sufficient information.
Yes.
That's an idea or maybe a start.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So, again, if you need anything from me, you do have my number, which I'm calling you from is a landline. The name is Daniel Garcia. You can call me back and look for me. If any questions, any concerns, feel free to let me know. If not, then, of course, I'll wait for you to go ahead and get started at your ease and, you know, take it from there.
Okay.
Copy an email. Do check your inbox. If not your inbox, it might land in your junk or spam box because I'm sending an email the first time. And update me whenever you get it.
Okay.
Thank you for your time, Russell.
Thank you. You too.
You too. Nice day ahead. Bye for now.